Did I school?
Well, what you learn in school is very important.
Yeah.
You're going to learn something else this morning. You're going to learn about companions. Who and what are companions?
They're like
little people. They're little people?
Well, not little people, but people that are
popular. Could be. What do you think?
Yeah, don't be nosy. What do you think companions are?
Are you two companions? That makes you companions, don't you think? Alright, well here's what you're going to learn. Tell this to your teacher on Monday. A companion is a word that comes to English from Latin. Come, pens, with, bread. A companion is the person with whom you share your... Oh, take a while, please. A companion is the person with whom you share your...
bread.
Yeah. A companion is the person with whom you share your bread. And probably a lot of other things. Your brothers, you probably share a whole lot of stuff that your folks don't even know about. Oh, yes, you do. And you do too, even though you're sort of in the middle of things, aren't you? But you share things with your brothers that only the brothers can share. And you see all of these people out here? They're companions. You know how we know that? Because in a little while, what are they going to do?
What are they going to do?
They're going to march up here, and what are they going to do? They're going to share something. Oh, come on. Oh, foolish and disciples and not slow of heart to believe all that the Lord has told you. What are they going to share? They're going to share the bread of Jesus. Jesus, the true and living bread of heaven, the gift of God to each of us, they're going to share in that bread. And so they are companions. And they share things as a congregation. They share the faith. And some of them pray for each other. And sometimes they help each other. Sometimes, you know, someone is sick, and someone will make a casserole or a dinner and bring it over to their house. They're companions. We are companions in this journey of life. We are companions in the Lord Jesus Christ. I was going to do something else. Do you know what a Hershey bar is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. If it's a Hershey bar, if you unwrap it and you just look at it before you take a great big bite out of it, what do you notice about that Hershey bar?
They're just brown pieces.
They're different pieces.
Exactly.
And yes, it's brown. It's chocolate. It's got to be brown. Right? But it's different pieces. Why do you think they're different pieces? What do you think Mr. Hershey meant for us to do with those different pieces? Bingo! A Hershey bar is made for sharing. Get that, it's too. Yes. Yeah.
I like Hershey.
You like Hershey's?
Kit Kat's a Hershey.
Yeah. They're all good. They're all good. Now, I'm just going to stop here and pick up a Hershey bar. But you have a Hershey bar in a hot car in South Carolina? What's going to happen to it? It's going to melt. So I didn't get a Hershey bar. I got gummy bears. You think gummy bears work?
No.
There's a lot of them, sure.
Yeah,
they're for sharing too, right? In fact, it says on the outside of the bag, share size. And this is for bags meant to be shared. There you go. Don't eat them all at once, you'll choke. There you go. But you and I are companions. We are fellows on the road of life, on the road that will take us to heaven to be with our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Our companion, Jesus, died to forgive our sins, and he makes us brothers. Even though we're very different people, he makes us brothers in Christ. That's a wonderful thing. And so he always listens to us. He waits to hear our prayers. And that's a good thing. It's God's blessing for us. You may go back to your seats. But don't forget about companions.